Welcome to Shomar Shovan Adav, Shir Sponsor, Lo Nishma Sam Yaakov Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're only Bobakam Adav Kufei. The Gemara Amud Beis brings, according to the Gears of the Bach, that Rabba said a Shmaitzo, and Rav Amram came and questioned him. And Rabba did not like the question of Rav Amram, and he said, Omer Le Tedoiro. He called him with the name Tedoiro. Rashi says, Ain't live. He has no heart, and he has no way to understand things. On the side, the Mesiras Hashas brings that in other places in Shas, there's little different gears and so Tedoyra is called Tardo, and Rashi says Meshuamam, a bored person, someone's not thinking too much. Meaning, is a negative way that Rabba answered of Amram's question. The Chavos Yair in Siman Kuf Nun Beis, which we spoke about a few shurim ago, regarding what it says, Kishochiv V'naim Rav Omer LaShmaitzo, we said the Rav slept when he said that Shmuel. So Chavos Yair starts with a question that someone asked him. We know divrei chachamim benachas tishmoim. The way chachamim speak, they speak calmly, they speak quietly. And it says, you have to have a covet to your friend. So how can it be that we find throughout Shas that the Amoraim spoke disrespectfully one to each other? So the Chavos Yair starts with a large Agdama. And he says, there are some. He quotes a sefer called Zikukim Denuro, that he said that the way to be mepalpel, the way to, for a person to learn Torah, he needs to clap hands, he needs to scream, he needs to jump. One has to use his hands, his body, in enthusiasm when he's learning Torah, to an extent that is expressed out in a very strong way. He brings a raya that Gemara says, we learned earlier in the Masechta, that Yehuda, when he couldn't go into Beis Medrash to speak with the Chachamim, so Moshe would have davened him. And that's why the Pasuk says, Yodov Rav Loi. His hands were big to him. In other words, he was using his hands in order to be mefalfel in Torah. Says the Chavos Yair, he says, this thing, there's no source to it. And if a person is coming and screaming and yelling and using his hands, that will cause his friend to do the same thing. And then they'll start screaming on each other. And that's not the way to learn Torah. Ish lo yishma svas rehyu. That's the wrong way to learn. And he goes on to say, Adrabo, Divi Chachomim, Benachas Yishmoim, they're said calmly. And even though it says, regarding to me, Chachom Shebebovel, they're called Chayvlim. They're not Chayvlim because they hit each other or they scream or they come and clap hands and make noise. But referring to specifically that they argue with each other with Rias, with Svaris, that's the Chayvlim. But there's no actual screaming between people that are learning Torah. There's no chas shown disrespect between them. And then he goes there in the tshuva to go and explain all the lishonis that we find throughout Shas, where it seems that Amoraim disrespected each other. And then he reaches our Gemara. He quotes our Gemara. The Gemara says, Tedoyro. And he brings other examples like this. And he says, that's talking between friends, that they were not makbid on each other. That's just, there was the way of speaking. And it was just a derech of chibo and avo that they gave themselves nicknames as they're speaking, as they're talking, and the way that one told each other, oh, this is not a very, very smart question, my dear friend. And this is so that the Chavos Yair is very important to know. Sometimes when people are learning, they get such a rich hoderaisa, what they call it. They get so excited, they talk and they insult each other in a personal way. And that's not the derech limud. Derech HaLimud is benachas. Derech HaLimud was with kovod to each other. Noagu kovod ze bezeh. That's a talmid you have to learn with each other. And that's also always when we find in the Gemara that seems to be that Amoraim were disrespectful to each other. The Chavos Yair tells us every time was either there was a reason to it or it was just a way that friends spoke to each other. But the Chas HaShalom, there was no way that doing learning, the people attacked each other in a personal way. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, what's the group? Please email shomachshava@gmail.com.